We've been taking a look recently at the growing number of babies on drugs, starting in the womb. I'm talking here about opioid drugs like oxycodone, hydrocodone, and morphine. The babies are dependent because their mothers are. And after they deliver, hospitals typically discharge the mothers and keep the newborns behind for treatment. But a hospital in Connecticut is shaking up the system. They're keeping the mother around longer. They're giving her a private room to take care of her baby. And that's helping change attitudes there about addiction. Jeff Cohen brings us part two of our series from WNPR in Hartford.
For 27 years, Carolyn Rossi has been fiercely protective of infants in her intensive care. Babies born too soon, babies born with defects, babies born dependent on opioids. And for 27 years, that's meant working with their mothers, who nurses sometimes saw as a threat.
You know, we looked at it like they are drug addicts, and the baby is born a drug addict, and we're trying to protect the baby from their mother, basically. Like we were going to cure the baby but not cure the mother and the family. So it was a lot about taking babies away from moms.
The number of babies born dependent on opioids is rising, more than 21,000 of them nationwide in 2012. Some of them wind up in intensive care units like this one at the Hospital of Central Connecticut. It's bright, it can be loud, and it can bustle. Kate Sims is here too. She directs the hospital's Women and Children's Services, and she says that increase means it's time for some big changes. The biggest change? Treating mom as a mom and not as an addict.
So she comes in with a stigma. She knows that because she's feeling it, guilt herself. And then she comes in here, and unfortunately, as best as we are providers and nurses, we're also judgmental. And so it's felt.
And Sim says that feeling, that lack of trust between a mother and a nurse, can push the mom away, making treating the baby even harder. So the hospital has started to train its staff to think differently. That means recognizing that addiction isn't a moral failure and that many addicts come from a lifetime of trauma. Rossi says it's been hard for nurses who are baby specialists to be mom specialists too.
It's a huge culture change for me personally, and I know for the NICU nurses that are in here, because you really do believe you're doing the right thing until something like this comes along.
The hospital's approach to caring for these infants is changing in other ways too. Dr. Anne-Marie Goliotto is the chief of pediatrics. She says a bright, loud, bustling intensive care unit is a hard environment for a baby going through withdrawal. So she's gotten approval to use a few rooms just outside the intensive care unit. Quiet, monitored spaces for the baby and the mother to stay for as long as the baby needs it.
So we've had to figure out how we can use our rooms differently, how we can use our space differently, and how we can partner with mom differently to have that relationship with her to say, you know, we expect you to stay here with your baby and take care of the baby after you've been discharged.
Goliotto hopes the new setting could shorten recovery times and decrease the amount of morphine a baby needs as it's weaned off the drugs completely. She's also hopeful these moves will inspire some mothers to think differently about their newborns.
The thinking was, my baby is being taken care of. There's nurses there, there's doctors there. I don't need to be here. They're getting everything they need. And what we're trying to change the thinking is, no, they're not getting everything they need if you're not here, because they need you.
Nurse Rossi said she only needed to see the change in attitude and approach work once to see the culture shift pay off. It was back in December, and she gave a mother a room to stay in for more than a month while her baby went through withdrawal.
She was just thrilled, and she wasn't here 24/7. She couldn't be here 24/7. She was here as much as she could, and just knowing that she had that flexibility for me helped me understand that she is a mom. She's a great mom. She wants to be a better mom.
Nearly every aspect of the opioid epidemic worsened in 2014. And even though this hospital's programs are just a few months old, it's hoping that this culture change will, at the very least, give at-risk moms and babies a better start. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WNPR in Hartford, and Kaiser Health News. On tomorrow's Morning Edition, a Cleveland woman learns just how difficult it is to find help for addiction while pregnant, but she finally lands in the right place.